Coming up on Season 3, Episode 1 of the Emulate This podcast, we're going to talk Steven Spielberg's 1975 summer blockbuster thriller, Jaws. Then after that, we're going to talk about another thriller on the NES called Jaws. All right, let's start the show.
I'm back, baby!
Episode 1 of the Emulate This podcast. We are back. Gentlemen, what's up?
All right. Back in fact, I'm jacked up.
That's right, Mike.
Yeah.
And Rory.
I am excited to be here, gentlemen. It's great.
Yeah, it's
three
good.
Three seasons.
Unbelievable. Thunk it?
Season 3.
Who'd unbelievable. Who would have thought that people would have regularly listened to us?
I know.
Not us. Joke's on you, assholes.
Yeah, we had a good 2 months off, right? Seriously. Right around 2 months, I think.
Was it? Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Was it really that long?
Yeah, it was like, well, maybe not that long, but it was like June, mid-June, early June was the last show.
Mm. What have you guys been doing?
Yeah. I went,
yeah.
That's a wide open
I went down
there.
The shore.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I went to the shore.
Kite. Any kite stories?
No kite stories.
No kite. Damn.
Damn.
Any story.
But not really. I mean, it's not, the shore is fun, but it's not without its faults.
Sure.
You know, stuff like flip-flops and seagulls and stuff like that.
Oh, you and flip-flops.
Here we go with the flip-flops.
You finally got a pair of flip-flops, though.
Yeah, I broke. Yeah, I bought a pair. Bought a pair at Target.
How were they?
I don't like wearing them, but I wear them to the beach just so people don't go.
Guys wearing shoes to the beach. What a freak show.
Yeah.
But have you tried sandals? See, I can't wear flip-flops on account of I can't stand the thing between my toes. It just sends.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, it makes my blood
turn cold.
That's
the thing. If you don't want that, you got to spend more money.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Dude, I'm rocking sandals right now.
Yeah, but they're sandals. They're not flip-flops.
All right, so what do you want flip-flops for?
Oh, you bought flip-flops?
Yeah, because I didn't think to buy sandals.
Yeah, well, that's
because I don't know much about
revelation.
Like, the flip-flop, sandal,
you're not in the scene.
No.
Yeah, you don't follow the message boards online for sandals.
Rookie mistake.
You got to get your head in the game.
But flip-flops are annoying. I wish I didn't have to wear them. Because you're walking up and down the boardwalk, it's just constant flip-flops. That's
the
all you
sound?
Hear. Flip-flops.
You don't like the sound,
no,
huh? You can't tune it out.
No, the flip-flop
can't
sound.
Tune it out,
it's
huh?
The only piece of clothing. Like, name another piece of clothing where you buy it, and you go, I'll put up with that sound. That's why nobody wears corduroys anymore.
What?
Honestly,
corduroys make a sound?
Yeah, they're
like chubby people that can
when's the last time you saw somebody wearing flip-flops?
You mean corduroys.
Oh, corduroys? Yeah. I was going to say I probably saw 10 people at Wawa wearing them.
Corduroys?
Corduroys? No.
1995.
I don't see that very often.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
the sound they make.
The hipsters wear it.
It is summer. I mean, it's a warm fabric. It's like wool. People don't wear wool.
No, but what I'm saying is overall.
You don't see people wear corduroys. Never.
If you saw one in the store, you would go, well, they look comfortable, but I couldn't put up with the noise. Somebody would make fun of you because you're wearing them and they make noise.
I haven't owned corduroy since I was probably 5 years old.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I'm not sure what the sound is, but I can't imagine it's that bad.
Crazy. They were in style when we were in like junior high. People used to have like those big fuck corduroy pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were. Yeah. Yeah. But what I'm saying is flip-flops make a noise, but everyone loves them. They love them.
They're comfortable. They're easy. They slip on and off.
Well, that's what I hate about them. That's what I hate about
sand.
Them. No, people walk cocky in them. They don't walk like they normally would.
They do.
They walk weird in them.
The Illuminati are coming. Jesus. I knew it. Flip-flops. That's how you can tell they're coming.
I can't stand them. It's nails on a chalkboard.
Where are they now? Are they here or you leave them there?
I don't know. They're in my room under the bed or something. I kicked them under there.
Yeah. They're there till you have to go to the beach again.
I hate.
All right, we have a contest. We're gonna play a game, and whoever wins gets Ryan's flip flops. Oh yeah,
used once.
Used ones. Autographed.
Target got ripped off. $39 or a pair of flip flops.
You really did. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. That is
probably
insane.
Get them at the $5 store. The
but you
store.
Think it? You think
$40 for a pair of flip flops?
You think it's insane? But the thing is, when you go in, you're like, I want to buy a cheap pair. They're gone.
And they make more sound, right? The cheaper they are, the louder they are.
Well, that's the thing. Well, probably.
Probably.
Well, that's the whole thing. Why don't they make a quiet version of flip-flops? Like, do something on the heel. You call them like...
it's like the quiet the car ninja, on SEPTA.
The ninja flip. Because ninjas are quiet. So quiet, a ninja will wear it.
Uh-huh. So quiet.
Nobody hears the sound but you. That's
no,
why.
No ninja in the history of humanity
doesn't
has ever worn
anyone.
Flip-flops on the job. Ever.
Ooh, ah.
Yes.
Ooh. He would never be able to do his job.
He would. Uh-huh. You know, he's right.
He's
you'd hear
wrong.
Him coming. You hear him coming in a quiet village.
Silent ninja, silent flip-flop.
Yeah. On the other side of the wall, yeah. You hear this ninja just walking for days.
Jesus Christ.
Mm. What's happening today, Ryan?
Today, do you like summer blockbusters?
Do you? Well, do you?
Well, we have one for you.
Ooh.
We're going to talk Jaws.
Fucking right.
That's right. We're going to talk Steven Spielberg's Jaws. And then later, we're going to review the game for the NES.
I think I heard some.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
I think you hit something.
Do you like fish? I can't stop swimming.
Cage in the water. Sharks in the water.
I saw a shark when I was at the...
Man in the
down
water.
Down the shore, though. I saw one in a wave.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was just for a walk on the beach. I
great
saw.
Story. Sorry, I'm sorry, guys.
Great story.
I'm sorry.
Mike has to play with everything right now.
Yeah, but it was right after I tried to, I fed a seagull a hot dog, but he didn't want the hot dog. I was eating a hot dog.
No, you never feed a seagull anything. What's the matter
do?
With you?
What do you
no,
mean?
Never. They're
oh,
awful.
But they want it, though. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, of course they want. They would eat your fucking balls if you threw it to them. You never throw a seagull anything.
No, but it was picky, though.
It was a picky seagull?
I was
no
eating
way.
A hot dog. I dropped the hot dog. I bobbled it. Fell down. Hot dog fell. Now it's sandy. Right now, I'm just holding the bun.
Right.
Seagull's standing there. Uh-huh. Seagull was standing
that's
there the
whole
time.
That's the story of your life, just holding the bun.
Just
no dog.
So I took I took the hot
dropped
dog. I picked
friend.
It up.
Mm-hmm.
Tossed it to him. He didn't even eat it. He just looked
it.
At me.
No shit.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I can't do anything with the bun. What am I going to do with it?
What a
I
dick.
Can throw it at him. So I just grabbed the hot dog, put it on the bun, put that down, scarfed it right up.
Yeah,
like, that's how picky it was. I actually made a sandwich for a seagull.
What? He's carbo loading.
Yeah. Obviously. I mean, here's the weird thing. He put up one wing after I did it. It was almost like...
Oh, right.
Oh
no, no, he did. He did.
Here. You imagine that.
He put up one wing and
that's
then flew off.
That's a coincidence. Yeah, like, thanks, buddy, for the hot dog.
No, it was
adios.
Just, it was weird. It was, yeah, it was weird to see.
Now, what we don't realize is that seagull granted Ryan 3 wishes.
Yeah.
Ryan, friend
so
of the seagulls.
That's what I did. Rory, what'd you do on the break?
I didn't do anything. I'm actually going on vacation later.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, I didn't do anything except, you know, my animal husbandry duties.
Mm.
That's about it.
Mm.
Gotcha.
That sounds fun.
That sounds like a hoot.
Anybody
like
else want to talk about vacation?
Well, I do want to say I saw Ready Player One.
Did
while
you?
We were
how
on
was
break.
That?
Awesome. Did you see it, Mike?
I did see it.
Did you like it, too?
Loved it.
It was really cool.
Loved it. Yeah.
Everything about it was cool.
Great homage to like all those old games,
yeah.
Especially towards the
with
end.
The
like
adventure.
the most what's the word I'm looking for?
Vampire.
Climactic part of the most climactic part of the game.
Climactic.
And they're like talking. Shut up. All right, I fucked up. All right, whatever.
Oh, shut up, fat ass.
Shut up, fat ass. Great though.
Yeah.
So good. It was like Indiana Jones meets the internet or something.
Right?
You
yeah,
know?
It was visually like awesome, mm-hmm. And it had a great message. And I don't know, I guess because I didn't expect a whole lot, but I guess I should have expected more. I thought it was great. I was blown away.
I got to see it.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not just about games, too. It's about, you know, all memery and such or whatever,
right.
You know.
You can enjoy it even if you're not a gamer.
Sure, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, you might be a little, like, you know... confused with the whole adventure thing towards the end, like mm-hmm. why, but they even mentioned mm-hmm. that this was the game that had the first Easter egg, so
right.
Is the bat in it?
No,
there's no mention of the bat.
No mention
it
sounds
of the bat.
Good. Mike explained some of it on the way to we saw Smashing Pumpkins a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah, how was that?
And Mike told me about some Player One on the way down. Player One.
Okay.
It was awesome. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Cool.
Yeah, they sounded good. I didn't expect much.
I've heard
you know, it's been 18 years.
I've heard that they've had horrendous times selling out. Like,
yeah, actually, it wasn't sold out.
It wasn't sold out.
Like, it's like embarrassing how few tickets are being sold.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, oh, it's been 18 years, though.
And I don't know. I mean,
their age group, you know, growing up.
How did Corgan sound?
He sounded great.
Did he? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean.
Right on?
Yeah.
He sounded like you would expect him to sound.
Like old and beat?
No.
Oh, no, not like that.
He sounded good.
Good.
Like his voice is kind of like, right, it's kind of like shit anyways,
yeah,
you know?
That's
but,
what I mean. Like, it's tough to imagine him nailing it live when there's so little that he does to begin with. Do you know what I mean? Like, he makes it work on the album. But if he had to nail it live, I feel like, I don't know.
It's, well, he nails
so,
it.
There's not much room for
he
error.
He nails it live, but, you know, the music always overpowers, yeah. At least with Pumpkins.
Yeah, especially.
It always overpowers like his voice.
It was amazing.
That, I mean,
but the music is all him. Like, that's
the music
illusion.
Is all him. Yeah.
Smashing Pumpkins is really Billy Corgan. That's why they keep quitting.
He's not playing every
instrument.
Well,
Siamese Dreams is Billy Corgan.
Yeah.
They play, well, other than the drums. Chamberlain plays the drums. But Gish is all, everybody there. Mm. He just got like real control-y during Siamese Dream.
I mean, there's not many bands you can see now that if you haven't seen them, you can kind of go, well, these guys are icons. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like an iconic band. And to see them.
Yeah, it was cool and hear some of those tunes.
Yeah. And I thought of it like when we were there at the show, right? Everyone was kind of our age, right? I wondered how many people there have actually saw them. So it could have been the first time for a majority of the people there. It was probably the first time seeing this band, unless they saw them way back in the 90s. You know?
I mean, maybe. Yeah. It's the first time I saw them.
Yeah, but when you see Pearl Jam, it's different. Pearl Jam, you'd be in line to take a piss. Well, and somebody would be like, I sued him 20 fucking times. You, you get that shit. Yeah. But, you know, especially Pumpkins, everybody was on like a level playing field.
Pearl Jam never.
It was like going to a sport venue.
Yeah. Pearl Jam never stopped, though.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam also tours like 300 cities
all the time.
Yeah, constantly. Yeah.
At least every other year, you can catch a Pearl Jam show.
Yeah. All right.
And I'd recommend watching a Pearl Jam show.
No,
great. It's very good.
I've seen them 9 times.
Yeah, so you get that at Pearl Jam.
Have you really?
I have, yeah.
Have you? You have?
Yeah.
All right. You're one of those guys.
Me and the old man are into them. Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything until you made fun of my kind. And then I just felt like, well, I'm going to have to tell him how many times I've seen Pearl Jam. I'm going to be that guy.
He was wearing sandals, not flip flops.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
are they one of your favorite? Are they one of your favorites?
They are. You know, their recent shit, however, like most recently, last two albums maybe are probably not my favorite. I haven't seen them in like 4 years, but I saw them a shitload of times before that. But I don't know. Maybe I fell out of love a little.
Gotcha.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Have we mentioned that we're going to do Jaws?
Do we?
No, we did.
We
I talked about
show?
It. I asked the listeners if they're ready for some summer blockbuster talk.
Okay.
That's
all right.
And they said they're ready, Mike.
They were ready?
But before we get to that, let's get to some listener emails.
Oh, my God. Mailbag. Nice.
Mailbag.
No sound effects still. Seasons in.
Still. No fucking
no,
song.
No, go ahead and play it. Okay. Yeah. I know you're looking for it.
Shut up, fat ass.
What the hell's in the back of that?
He's watching TV.
Oh, that's the weather guy. Okay,
weather
it's so loud for some reason.
I know.
I'm shutting up. Go ahead.
All right. This is from Sir Alamo.
Ooh.
Oh.
Does he like his name?
Let's find out.
Let's find out.
As if you don't know. All right.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to say thanks for welcoming me into the Emulate This Family with a nickname.
Familia.
Odd choice.
Yeah, ridiculous choice.
Odd choice at first, but the more I thought about it, the more I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can always end conversations by saying, remember the Alamo.
There you go.
Quick story for you. Came home late one night from working, and a little girl and her mom came up to me and started asking if I'm interested in a vacation Bible school. Well, I'm 28, so no, I'm not. They started talking about They started talking about a Christian podcast that they're trying to start up, and I said, oh, yeah? Listen to Emulate This. You'll learn a thing or two.
Yeah, it's just like all about God.
Long story short, if you get an angry email from some vacation Bible schoolers, I'm sorry. So thank you, Sir Alamo.
Thanks for the recommendation there. I'm sure they'll love us.
Oh, yes. My God, Alamo.
Yes.
That's awesome.
We're sponsored by Jesus.
Yeah. One more email for today.
Jesus and corduroy, that's right.
This is from the Lieutenant. A.K.A. Dougie Fresh.
The Lieutenant,
Dougie Fresh.
We give people two nicknames, apparently.
Apparently, because we forget we gave him the first time.
Yeah.
That's beer for you, baby.
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen. Listening to your most recent episode. And by most recent episode, I'm assuming it's like...
The Ryan-less episode.
The shit show, the one without Ryan.
Yeah.
The disaster.
And I thought I'd take a second to thank you again for the time and effort you put into your podcast. I've said this a handful to other people, but it's really a pretty great thing that you're doing for the community, taking the time and effort and money. no money.
No money, no.
Well, no, that's not true. There are expenses to running the podcast.
Minimal.
Yeah,
but it's not breaking
it's
back.
It's the cheapest hobby I have, probably.
You have to, like, you know, rent space on the internet and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure. Right, and
we all share one hotel room to do this. You guys.
Beds. Put together a quality podcast and providing it for free to all of us nerds. I hope you realize how much your audience appreciates it.
It's true.
I was also thinking about another possible segment or topic of discussion that I'd love to hear.
Good.
While I'll take while I'll take story time with Ryan any chance I get, I'm curious what some of your most memorable memorable gaming moments with friends might be. For example, no one in my group of buddies can even mention GoldenEye 64.
I was going to say GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Without someone else screaming out proximity mines in the facility. When we were in high school, we rented an N64 from a Blockbuster one night, and I must have played GoldenEye for 8 straight hours. The 4-player death matches quickly turned into only playing on the facility map with the proximity mines as a special weapon.
Mm-hmm. The facility is...
That's a classic.
The facility is the greatest level ever made.
It's a playground.
It is so great.
King of the bathrooms.
King of the bathroom. Oh, what a great time.
There is a long dead-end hallway on that map with only one way in. Whoever got the mines first would be barricaded themselves into that hallway and hold out as long as possible, as long as possible as they could against the other three. It was an absolute blast. Sorry for the length of email, but I'd love to hear any fond memories you all might have as well. Thanks again for all the hard work. That's from the lieutenant.
How about it?
That's a great email. And, you know, he mentions, like, again, we provide it for free. One, you know, we have no right and no way to claim any money. So, like, we get, that out of the, you know, out of that scenario. But that's something that I would like, you know. I mean, there's a lot of nickel and diming bullshit in the world. And, like, this is a hobby. This is enthusiasts for gaming by people that enjoy gaming. So, you know, he hits the nail right on the head. Like, that's what we're all about. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Damn straight. We're basically toys for tots.
All right.
You know, giving back to the community. I'd put us on par with Toys for Tots, you know?
Yeah, some of my favorite moments were from, GoldenEye.
GoldenEye,
usually multiplayer stuff. Super Bomberman for Super Nintendo.
To limit it to multiplayer. Yeah. GoldenEye, again, we talked on a previous show about the King of the Bathroom where everybody had to, the rule of the game was you had to go to the bathroom. You couldn't be dicking around. Mm-hmm. And the last guy at the end of 10 or 15 minutes won King of the Bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was just like either proximity mines or grenade launchers through walls and doors or...
It all took place on the stairwell.
The stairwell was just like all paintballs and fucking mayhem. You know, he mentioned proximity mines screaming. Yeah. Our rule was if you killed a guy with a magnum or a shotgun, you had to scream wide art for some reason. I don't know why, but it stuck. So, like, my mom would be like, boy, stop cursing. And we used to play in the basement on a giant U.
Could that possibly be a Boondock Saints reference? Have you ever seen Boondock Saints?
The Irish movie.
Because he does that in that movie. He, like, shoots a bunch of things.
Yeah, it's probably that. Yeah. You know,
there was a firefight.
So you would hear, like, you know, 10:30, 11 at night, you'd hear, what? Like screaming, like that's good times. So.
Rory, shut up.
Boys, calm down there. Stop cursing, boys.
Yeah.
Hey, you were the worst, Eric.
She was. I know that's not Eric cursing down there. Yeah. Eric, I was dropping motherfuckers left and right.
Well, though.
I still do.
I still do. Good times. Bomberman, Ryan, absolutely hit the nail
same
on the
thing.
Head. I have brothers. All of us, well, Mike doesn't have brothers, but we all had brothers. Just like you know, any game, like Turtles 2, the arcade game, I remember having that as a child. And one of my brothers and I would just, you know, we'd play through that game. Those are times that you miss. Like, I do miss that about that.
I just remember it was one of the first games we had in our neighborhood where four people could play at one time. And somebody wasn't sitting out, you know.
That's
everybody got to always play. Yeah, everybody was always playing. And you were only one game away if there were five of you. And that's when the doorknob game started for us during GoldenEye. So that's really not a part of the game, but the doorknob game was where if someone farted, they had to run and touch the doorknob.
It's a byproduct of the game.
It was a byproduct of the game, and everybody would beat the shit out of them until they got to the doorknob and were safe. So, yeah, you know, 12-year-old kids.
I wonder if everyone did no odd job like we did.
I think so.
That was another rule. Yeah, no,
it must have been
so
a rule
cheap
for everybody.
Yeah.
He's so cheap.
Yeah.
You know, it's great that we never played slappers only, but, like, you'd have, like, a great gun, like the RCP 90 or 80.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was.
Idea.
And you'd be shooting all around. You'd see the paintball explosions all over the wall. And there would be a guy just sliding on his knees, slapping at air because he didn't have a good gun. So he would just suicide run at you. And you'd be shooting marks all around you. And you'd be panicking and like everybody.
Nobody wants to get killed by the guy without a gun.
And then the guy without the gun would slap you to death because we'd always play one hit kills
because
it made it more fun.
Yeah.
And like you'd be killed by that guy.
Yeah.
And like everybody else because there was no hiding screens. It was all local. Everybody would see that you were just killed by the guy crawl. Like, it'd be great to be, like, watching, like, three people in a room all sliding around on one knee because they didn't animate the sliding motion.
Right.
And they'd just be, like, slapping. Like, you hear the nunchuck, like,
yeah, like a thousand of them. Yeah.
Those are good times. I miss those times. Yeah. Also, the WCW and the WWF.
Yeah.
N64 games, the four-player games. Tremendous fun making your own rosters. Mm-hmm. Just the bullshit. And I remember we made a character for James, and he had all the woman's animations.
Yeah, James has been on the show the wrestling, a couple times. Yeah.
He had all the women's animations. So, that's like, awesome. He would, like, bitch slap you and do, like, the limp wrist. And, like, oh, it was great. He did, like, the rooster walk out. Like, it was great. It was a good time. Real good time.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, thanks for the emails, everyone. And we wish we could fit everyone's emails on, but we can't. So, we try to limit it. First come, first serve. Is that how it goes, Mike?
Yeah, and I got to make a better effort to get our... We get Facebook messages a lot. Mm. And unfortunately, I forget those a lot.
Oh, Mike.
I'm going to try this season.
Where does
really
it end?
You need
hard.
An intern.
Yeah, you need somebody working.
I do need an intern. Good call.
Yes.
Rory?
I'm not sure intern.
Interested? No, you look like a perfect intern.
You really do. You look like somebody you push around.
Look, he's all disheveled right now.
All disheveled.
He's so insulted that you would even consider him an intern. He's speechless over there for like the first time in his life. He has nothing to say.
I had a rough day. My daughter puked on me today. It was awesome.
That happens.
Right in the middle of a grilled cheese. She just looked at me and went, Daddy?
Nice.
And I was like, oh, you're cute, though. I'm not going to beat you.
I think we'll keep her.
I'm not going to beat you.
I think we'll keep her.
All right. Let's move on.
Moving on.
Let's go to the Odyssey.
It's a game show, right?
Or a show about games.
It's a game show.
It's a game show. It's a show about games. Same thing.
Oh, yes. Season 3 Odyssey of the Emulate This podcast. Who's going first for season 3? Who's going to kick this off?
Let's do Eric.
All right, Eric.
Okay, well, do me.
Popcorn Eric.
I've been playing a ton of shit.
Wait, Popcorn Eric.
I don't get it.
You've been playing a lot in the break? Anyway.
You don't remember Popcorn?
No.
In school, when you're like reading a book and then it was like, Popcorn Eric, and then you have to read the next part.
Yeah, I never read a book in school.
Weird.
No, when you're all reading a book together, in a class.
That explains a lot, Ryan.
I did a book report once.
I know, right?
Never read the book.
I never read the book.
It was last minute, fifth grade, stopped in a library.
It only took three seasons.
No, I just looked at the cover.
Uh-huh. I know, seriously.
And I had to get up in front of the class just based on the cover.
Right.
And
actually, if you're interested in the story, you can go back to episode 5.
What's this?
Ryan talks about
it. We're already
in
repeating our own fucking story. How pathetic is that?
Wait, did I say I didn't?
God. Yeah, you did this story.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did this story.
This show sucks.
I didn't know that.
We have gone down.
All right, listen. Let me talk about my Odyssey. All right, so I played a bunch of shit. So I'm going to try to limit it to one game, which I think is epic, which I think is a masterpiece. Is God of War 4, or they call it just God of War, but God of War 4. It blew me away.
Mm-hmm. I think it's God of War 5, technically.
Whatever it is, it's the newest one.
What's the title?
It's just called God of War.
I believe it's called just God of War because they hate future historians when they're trying to catalog God of War and they get both the first one and this one.
Right. It's confusing.
Okay.
But I think it's the best. I think it's the finest PlayStation exclusive ever made.
Whoa.
I really do. Mm. I like it better than I'm on record saying I think The Last of Us
Katamari.
Is overrated. Yeah. Better than Katamari. Better than The Uncharted. Maybe it's because I didn't expect it, because of all of the PlayStation exclusive series, it was probably my least favorite. I enjoyed it, but maybe because I didn't expect this. I mean, it does everything really good. The story's good. The combat is really good. The upgrade system's really good. Everything about it, and it's fucking gorgeous. Mm-hmm. The fucking HDR, man. HDR is the fucking truth. If you have a fucking HDR TV, dude, it is like night and day. It's almost as big a difference as fucking, for games anyway, is like standard definition and high definition. With the lighting and everything, it's so realistic looking. And there's a ton of puzzles, and some of them are pretty challenging. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are easy, but it doesn't matter. There's a ton of them, and usually the God of War games are super like linear.
Mm-hmm.
But this game, there's a little more freedom.
I never played God of War.
Kind of open world.
So what do you do?
You're a god.
Right.
Kratos.
And there's a war.
And,
and it's
basically, the other games are, you would fight other gods, and
it's a frenetic beat-em-up in 3D. It's like the Devil May Cry games.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
There were a lot of quick-time events in the other games. There hasn't been a single quick-time event in this whole game, which I fucking love.
Yeah, because you were complaining about that with the last one.
Yeah. What was the fucking
State
game?
State of Decay?
I don't think that was it.
No.
What game was it that had I was bitching about the QTE? Yeah. Oh, it was the...
Resident Evil?
No, it was the one where you were prison escape. The Way Out.
Oh, God, that game
pissed me off so bad.
Okay.
But no.
So no QuickTime events.
No QuickTime events.
Minimum.
Yeah, I think I'm like 3/4 of the way through. I wish I wasn't that far through. I'm like,
I'm
stretching it out. Yeah, because I don't have any other like AAA exclusives to play for till Red Dead comes out. Mm. So I was saving this one and I put it off for as long as I could.
I have no exclusives.
But yeah,
I'm so lonely.
AAA games. I don't have any
so
of them.
Lonely.
Did I say exclusives?
What is happening?
AAA games.
He's talking about he has no exclusives. I just thought that really made me laugh.
I have no AAA games. Is that what I said?
No, you
said I have
said
no
I
AAA
have no
exclusives.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean exclusives. No AAA games to play until Red Dead comes out.
Yeah.
So. But I'm all over its dick, man.
I'm all over this dick.
This game is a masterpiece.
Are you gonna give it?
I probably said that. I probably can count on two hands how many games I would consider a masterpiece. Maybe one.
So what is it? Is it the presentation? Is
it?
The
is
fighting
everything. It is
system.
It's the fighting system. It's the upgrade system. It's
the
not.
Art.
I want to upgrade. You know, if there was if I had a complaint about it at all, other than your son's a little whiny bitch. No, I don't.
But that's probably
that's
probably intentional.
It's intentional. Yeah, you're supposed to be annoyed by him because Kratos is annoyed by him. But at the same time, you know, he has to teach him how to be a man and shit. And that whole dynamic between those two is really great.
I saw
that's good.
A YouTube video where they just spliced all the boys.
Boy here, boy here,
boy
here. Yeah, that's all he does is constantly.
It's
boy
like
here,
5 minutes of boy, like it's
boy.
Fucking hysterical.
Read this, boy, read it. Yeah, it's just constantly yelling at him, boy, boy,
boy.
So he gets his, but the combat is fucking awesome. There's multiple weapons. There's the upgrade, the moves. There's a multitude of moves you can do with each of the weapons. You have a lot of free reign. You could get in a boat and take it to different islands, and there's side quests. And they really thought of everything. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It's just like...
Oh. It's, what happened there?
It's really... they thought of everything.
Summertime. They just thought of everything.
They thought of everything. And, I don't know, man. I'm blown away by it.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely fucking love it. I recommend it to everyone.
Have you played the other ones as well?
I have, and they're no... They don't even touch this game.
Really?
Not even close.
Not even close.
Because they're so linear.
That's cool. They changed it up that
much.
Yeah,
and there's a lot... Like, the chest would kind of be hidden behind a rock or something, but... And this one, you have to pull off... It's kind of like Zelda in a way. Like, the newer Zeldas, you have to pull... You have certain weapons... that will open certain things, and you have to do them in a certain way with a certain formula.
Yeah,
and it's it's hard to explain without showing you, but it's awesome.
No, man. You can show us. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Do
let me just get my Blades of Chaos out here. And,
oh my God.
Whip them around. But no, yeah. And, but it's insane with the fucking fire and electricity and fucking everything's flying all over. It doesn't slow down for one fucking second. It is fluid.
That's cool.
It is one of the all time greats.
Off.
For me.
Cool. Rory, how about you?
So in the month or so that we've been off, I finally got around to playing the fourth game that was free with, it was included with the purchase of my Xbox, or used one from that kid. And I was playing the Lego Movie game.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I like the Lego games. I'm not huge into them.
Yeah.
I'm not the target audience. Like, they're for younger people.
Right.
It's still a bright game. It's colorful. Mm-hmm. It's funny. It has its charm. I mean, everybody knows what Legos are. I played with Legos when I was a kid. And it's fun to, like, build stuff and, like, you know, like, oh, it's a pirate ship or it's a spaceship or, like, it is what it is. It's not really a good game. I would say it's, like, maybe a 6 out of 10. Like, I played it. I'm glad I played it. I'll never play it again.
So you finished it?
Oh, I finished it. Yeah, it's a quick game. Maybe it's 10 hours if you're really dicking around. Like, because you can... I don't want to say grind, but you can collect all the little... Oh, they all have the same form. You can collect little pieces of Lego to unlock new characters.
So this isn't something that you would have gone out of your way to try. You just played it because it came with the system.
It came with the system, but it's still a Lego game. Like, Lego games like Lego Star Wars or Lego Pirates of the Caribbean or Lego Lord of the Rings.
We used to play them on Xbox Live together. Didn't we play Batman or something?
Yeah,
that
I played a Batman.
I think we played one.
Yeah,
there's like three Batmans.
Yeah.
Three DC.
They're always fun.
They're fun. I mean, they're dumb Indiana Jones. I mean,
it's like jump and
they're
slash.
They're all the same.
There's
you
like
just
no way to die. I don't think you can even die.
No, it's infinite continues. It just continues. You just lose your currency, which you use to unlock more characters, which have... Basically, there's like 10 guys that do the same thing, but they're different skins.
Mm.
Like 10 guys can jump.
They don't
have
different abilities.
No, it's not like out of the 50 characters, one guy does one thing. Like 10 of them do that one thing. So you're not trapped. If it's cheap enough, I mean, mine was included with the $150 console with four games. So, like, you know, I don't know what that would equate to, but it was like, if you find it for like $10, it's worth it. Especially if you have kids. Your kids would probably love it.
Yeah.
And then I, after that, you have your finger on the button?
No. What button am I supposed to have this on?
You're gonna hit the breaking news button, Mike.
Oh, okay. Shit.
And oh, then no. I have breaking news.
Oh no. Holy loudness.
That is
Batman.
We're gonna get a lot of emails on that one. I beat Dark Souls 1.
Hey!
I did it. Now, I did an article probably like 3 weeks ago, so it's kind of like cheating on news.
Let's just do another show about Dark Souls.
I just want to say that how is you playing a fucking game breaking news? Don't ever play that music again for him playing. Oh, he played. Oh, I jerked off today. Play the music, Mike. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, let me tell you
never
something.
Again will we play breaking news because you played a game. Oh, Rory played with himself today. Breaking news. Fuck off.
Shut up. Boy.
Fuck off, boy.
Boy, hit the button, boy.
On me.
Shut up, boy.
Boy.
I beat Dark Souls 1. I did post an article about it. I don't want to hash too much into it other than...
You might as well at this point,
yeah,
dude.
For fuck's sake.
Well, you're not going to hear any Dark Souls for a while from me.
Thank God.
I'm taking a break from Dark Souls. I will do Dark Souls 2 to the completion. Other than stopping it.
I do have a question for you. Oh, go ahead, actually, before I ask my question. Go ahead.
Okay, hit it, Brendan. Hit it, Brendan.
I ain't hitting anything
okay.
anymore.
As in the article, I talk about Dark Souls 1 in the review. I like the game. I don't think it's as good as 3. It's much slower. It's definitely, I mean, it's an older game, so like you can't penalize it for like having the fire level, or the ice level, or the castle ruin level, or the poison swamp level. Like, because
they were figuring it out.
Well, they invented them in that one. See what I mean? Like, that's where it really originated from, and all the other ones are actually more derivative and more derivative as it goes on.
Right.
Playing 3 and beating it actually really helped me beat the fucking shit out of 1.
No, that was my question.
That's
for you.
The thing.
Okay.
1, in my opinion, being schooled in 3 and getting, you know, as the article I talk about, getting good,
get good.
I got good in 3, and I felt that 1 was really easy. Like, I ran through the game, went to all the areas, beat all of the bosses, including the optional ones, and I think I stopped around a level. I think it was like a 90-something. I don't think my total runtime was 30 minutes. Might have been 27 hours.
I have another question. So do you think if the roles were reversed, if you played Dark Souls 1, would the other ones be as easy?
That's an interesting question because I can't go back. And
yeah.
Did you complete
I played
1
two,
and then 3?
I played 2 first, believe it or not.
Okay.
I played 2, 1, and then 3.
Okay. And what do you feel is the hardest one?
The hardest one for me was 1.
Really?
1 was the hardest one for me. I don't know why. Maybe because it was slower, or I don't know. But for whatever reason.
Does it look more primitive than, than 2?
A little bit more primitive.
They're on the same systems, right?
Yeah,
2 and 1?
Close, yes. They're,
well,
Xbox
2 is on both. 2 is
PS3.
On.
They're on PS3, Xbox, 360, and PC. All the more.
Maybe it was a remaster because 2 is
playing
on
Scholar
Xbox
the First Sin on
Scholar
Xbox
the First
One,
Sin, which is the superior version from what I understand.
Yeah, it includes all the DLC.
Right, which if you were going to play 2, you'd want to play the Scholar of the First Sin edition.
Yes.
I just looked over at Ryan. He's got this like disdain look on
his
face.
He has no idea what's in outer space. Is that vodka in your glass there?
No, it's nothing.
Vodka
in
on
it.
Ice?
It's
There's
empty.
Nothing on it? Oh, yeah. It used to have vodka.
Yeah, I was going
to
vote we take a beer break after the Odyssey.
So, in any event, that's enough Dark Souls talk. Moving on.
So I've been playing Dark Souls 1.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Are you finished?
Anyway, long story short, I beat it. Uh-huh. I thought it was much easier because, again, I was acclimated to the formula about baiting.
Did you havel the fucking last half of the game?
Did you parry?
Did you do it? Just admit it.
What do you mean I havel?
Did you havel? Did you use the havel armor?
No. I used the original knight armor. I upgraded the knight armor. To plus 9. I wasn't going to waste Titanite's lives on armor.
Okay. Of course not. I always say that. You know, I always say that.
Okay. The people that know understand. They're like, that's
mantra.
A very sensible answer. Like,
oh, yeah.
And then Mike's like, loser. You're a loser, boy. You're a loser.
You're so smart with your shard.
with your large Titanite shard.
You said that so deadpan. It was ridiculous. Oh, no, I would never do that.
Anyway, long story short, I beat it. I thought it was much easier. It's an interesting phenomenon because if I played 1 originally, I might have said 3 was easier than 1.
I thought 3 was easier than 1.
I thought 3 was by far the hardest.
Did you enjoy it? I guess did you enjoy your time?
We were
with
getting
one?
Used to you getting used
I enjoyed
to
it, but again, I was beating the piss out of everybody. Most bosses I fought first round.
So there was them. You felt there was no challenge.
I felt it was almost a walkthrough. The only one that gave me a challenge was the Bed of Chaos, but that's bullshit. Like there's a lot of one-hit deaths and you get knocked off a cliff and you got to do it all over again.
You must have been super over-leveled. Do you remember what level you were when you fought Ornstein and Smog? I mean, seriously.
I can't fucking do this.
You must have been fucking super. Why?
60-something?
I'm going to make another drink.
You can't do this? Can't do Dark Souls talk?
I may have been like a 60. I housed
them. 60, wow. Wait, because 30 or 40 what? Is the normal level.
I fucking housed them. I beat them the first time.
I played Mega Man 2.
I had a +5 Black Knight sword. I killed Smog in 6 hits.
Wow.
I fucking shit on him.
Oh, yeah. You definitely were.
I shit on him, and then
you fucking farmed the shit out of that guy.
I shit on him. I cleaned him up, and then I re-shit on him.
No wonder.
Okay?
No wonder.
And then Ornstein right, was not.
Here's a shirt. Let me put
all
the
right,
shirt on.
All right. We're putting Ryan to sleep. Ryan, what'd you play?
What were you doing?
All right. Well, here's what I did. Yeah, if you want to hear something really exciting here.
2 chicks at the same time.
I went to GameStop, and I bought World War II. I know I've been saying that for a long time.
You
to buy that. I finally bought it. I haven't played it yet. I bought it on Thursday. I haven't had a chance. So that's going to be my Sunday thing, you know?
You have a workout routine.
Yeah. And then I bought Rare Replay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Some good stuff on there.
I got used. $9.
Nice.
So wow. Yeah, 30 games.
For like 30 games.
It's amazing.
Okay. Perfect Dark, Battletoads, Battletoads Arcade, Banjo-Kazooies are on it.
There's 3 of them.
Banjo-Kazooies.
Including the 2 originals.
Right,
really
right.
Want to play.
I mean, it's a loaded disc.
Conker.
Yeah, Conker.
A lot of good shit.
Yeah, it's great. I love the Rare Replay. Like, I popped it in. I've played a little bit on it.
Mm-hmm.
The whole presentation's fun. Like, it starts off, it's like
a museum.
So, yeah, it's almost like a musical in the beginning, almost like the Muppets, how the Muppets start where they're all singing and shit.
The Muppet Show.
It goes into the theater.
Mm. It's time
you know,
to
I love
like
it.
The music.
And then they
it's
did a cool like orchestral lights. Kind of thing
I'm
when you
keep on going.
When you're hovering over each game.
With the Muppet Show tonight.
I fucking love the Muppet Show.
Yeah.
I used to love it too.
I love it. Well, the Muppets used to be they were more like adult oriented back in the day.
Yes, they were much more.
Adult. They were for the parents.
Yeah, when you watch the one when they're in London, that's more adult like than the
double
the ones
entendre.
That come out now. Yeah, yeah, big time.
Like the kids could laugh about it because they're goofy.
Yeah.
Puppets.
Right.
Jokes.
Yeah.
They had like dirty jokes in it. It was
The movie with Jason Segel or Segal, whatever his name
Segal.
Is.
How was that?
It's good. I mean, I wouldn't
the first reboot. Yes,
But it's totally for kids who grew up in the 80s. It's not for, I mean, I guess a little kid could watch it now, but it's for people who grew up. It's for adults.
Jokes.
I mean, it's not like dirty or anything.
But it's not like the old ones when it was like, you know, straight up for.
It's more of recognizing that they fell out of favor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to make a comeback.
Yeah, it's actually, it's actually really good.
I haven't seen it. When did that come out?
There's Amy Adams in it too, so you
5 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not that old. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Amy
Adams. No, I was just saying, I haven't, you know, messed around with it too much, but, because I just got them the other day. But Rare Replay, you know, I know there's a lot of, like, collections that are put out there. And half of them are like, what the fuck ever. But the Rare Replay is pretty good.
It's absolutely worth it.
Yeah.
$9.
Used. $9.
That's
can't
a fucking
it.
Steal, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Considering like the 2 Banjo-Kazooie games, the ones from the N64 era, are $15 a piece.
Those games are ridiculous.
That's a great deal.
Mm.
That's a great deal at $8 for all of them.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The Perfect Dark. And I was going to say, they have a cool, when you're on the main menu and you're cycling over each game, it's just fun to go to each game and cycle over it. Because they do like an orchestral type of, you know, rendition of the main music from each game. So it's, you know, they put some effort behind it. It's not like they just, you know, put this out and then just put an icon for each game and that was it. Like some collections do that. You know what I mean? There's not much to it.
They didn't half-ass it.
Yeah, and they have other things where they'll, like, let's say Battletoads, they have scenario, like a scenario category where they kind of like hack the game a little bit and they give you some weird, you know, objective, you know, and there might
be,
they
have their
own
challenges.
7 or 8 for each one. Yeah, different challenges.
And a lot of
like
the games are multiplayer too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. So, you know,
that's cool. Couch co-op. You don't see that very often.
No, you don't. Yeah. You rarely ever see
couch co-op
that
going on with that.
So. I can't wait to get into that a little bit more. And I can't wait to play World War II. I bought a new set of Turtle Beach headphones.
Oh, nice,
boy.
Dude. Surround sound.
He's ready. I'm going to zone in tomorrow night, man. I'm pulling the recliner right up to the TV.
Oh, yeah.
Putting the Turtle Beach on, and I'm going to hit Normandy Beach.
The Nazis don't stand a chance,
man. That's right. I'm going to storm that beach tomorrow.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
So. God bless you and your country.
Are we through everyone?
No, I don't think we hit Mike.
We didn't go to Mike.
Oh, that's right. I didn't go.
How about it, Mike? Mike has breaking news.
I have no breaking news.
Yes, you do.
So I've been struggling with Gears of War. I suck at it. It's not for me.
No, I know.
I don't know. Like, I can't. Yeah, I rage quit the other day, and I should be done by now. I think I only even have like 2 hours to go. And I,
you just don't.
I feel like I'm like you. We do that segment, you know, the crazy pill segment.
Yeah,
people love this game.
Yeah, well, the first one is certainly not without its faults, especially with the cover system. You find it and you're having trouble with the cover system.
The problem is that I want to run.
Right.
So when you run, you hit A, and then you run into like I rage quit the other day right after the section where you fight this berserker. Okay, and every time you're trying to get the berserker to run down these pillars.
Right.
And every time I would try and run away from the berserker, I'm hitting A, and once I get near a wall or another pillar, I take cover.
Right.
And I can't move fast enough, and then the berserker hits me. I must have died seriously 10 times in that section. And what's frustrating is I know what I'm supposed to do. You know what I mean? It shouldn't take 10 fucking times.
No.
But I don't know. I think, like, I think I suck.
It's awkward. When they made the first game, that was kind of revolutionary, the way the cover system worked and the shooting.
Yeah.
When it first came out.
What's the hardest?
It's the hardest, and I don't think it has aged well.
I'm glad I heard you say that it's difficult, because I'm in such a bitch of a time with it.
It's annoying with the friggin',
it's one thing, like, I don't mind dying, and it's like, okay, I died, I know what I need to do, but then, like, I keep fucking dying.
The Hammer of Dawn, that's a pain in the ass using that.
Because it takes forever. I've used it a couple times. It takes forever.
The bad guys, I feel, they're the most militaristic. Like, they'll have, like, machine guns and set up traps and, like, they actually, like, thought out, like, it was more, they divulged away from that, and they've gotten away from that kind of, now it's more like a shooting gallery. Mm-hmm. Like, they just come out of a door. But before, they had, like, encampments that you had to rush in one. And it's different like that. They don't do that in the other one.
Something that I do like about it, though, is it's got a very arcade, like an old style arcadey feel, where I mentioned this in another Odyssey, where you don't have an auto aim. So you can zoom into somebody, and then you're just kind of like moving the controller around, you know, to get what you need to fucking kill something. That's kind of cool, but it gets old fast. Yeah. And a lot of times when you zoom in, it's not where you expect it to zoom in. And then you're bombarded by a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I rage quit. Yeah. And then I did something that would drive Rory fucking nuts. I ended up playing like Batman Arkham Asylum. I ended up playing Half-Life 2. I ended up playing Batman on the NES.
I can't play.
I ended up playing Ninja Gaiden.
Oh my God.
I started playing because I didn't know what to do. So I was like, I don't fucking want to do this anymore. And all of a sudden, I'm just like throwing one game in and then the next game in and then the next game in, only playing them for like 2 hours. Now I'm fucked. All right. Now I'm fucked. I don't know which game to fucking like
I can't do that.
Work on.
No. Not an epic game. Like, I could play an NES game back to back to back, but it can't start Arkham Asylum when.
And I did. And I started Half-Life 2 and I stopped.
Man. Oh my God.
Well, it's terror.
Because I don't know what to do, man. Because every time
I
show up to the fucking Xbox, I'm like, all right, well, should I do Half-Life 2? And then I'm like, well, I feel guilty that I should fucking finally finish Gears of War because it's been eating at my ass for all this time. And I ain't fucking doing it. Just fucking do it. You got 2 hours to go.
You don't have to finish.
And then I'm like, I don't want to do it. So, well, all right, well, then so don't do it. So then put in, I should fucking play Red Dead the other day. Why am I playing Red Dead?
Why are you playing Red Dead?
And I even thought
that. Games to
I'm
play.
Sitting there playing. I'm like saving Bonnie and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing this for?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. Just put Arkham Asylum in and finish it.
I'll finish Gears of War. I seriously have 2 hours to go, but I really did lose my mind.
I
threw a controller.
Wow.
I'm 36 years old. I threw a controller.
You had a hissy fit.
And I slammed my fist down on the couch.
Oh.
Put a big dent in that couch.
Whoa, buddy. Damn.
Watch out.
Put a pillow down this time. Wow.
All right. You guys want to head to the ocean? You guys ready?
Yeah.
Damn, I guess you could just keep like talking over
it. We'll talk over it.
By the way, how iconic.
This sound sharks make.
Could this be like the most, other than the Psycho theme?
Yeah.
Is it the most iconic piece of music in a movie?
Probably.
Like, can you imagine if you played this for somebody and they were like, what is that?
Is
there anyone out there?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you equate this with sharks. Like, there's no relation to sharks whatsoever, but you equate it to
when
sharks.
When I'm sitting on the beach and I don't even see a shark and I look out of the water, this music's playing in my head. You know, it's like sharks.
That's
right.
Well, that's the beginning of the theme to Jaws, 1975, Steven Spielberg, summer blockbuster thriller.
Yeah.
About a big ass scary shark. Oh,
I was going to say, was this a novel before they made a movie?
Peter,
it was.
Peter also called
Benchley
Jaws.
Or Benkley?
Okay.
Wait. Mm-hmm.
Might have been Bentley.
It's weird. It was a year before.
Did anyone read it?
It is Bentley.
It was 1974. No. That's like
it's turnaround. Funny you said that. I tried to read it.
Okay.
God, like in seventh grade.
And you were aroused.
And I couldn't. Mm. It was a little too adult.
Because I haven't read it. And every time I see the movie, I wonder, Captain Quint, is that character just that well written, or is that actor just that good? Because he's one of the best characters in the history of film.
In the film, it's my understanding that the novel and the film are almost totally different.
Oh, really?
And a lot of the characters that live or die, it's the opposite. Like Richard Dreyfuss' character dies in the novel.
Oh, really?
Oh, you know what? I think you're right. I think I remember.
Mr. Hoopa.
And Quint, the character Quint the book is actually very, I never read it, but it's my understanding that he's very...
Stop playing with yourself, Hoopa.
He's very tame, and he doesn't say anything. He's very quiet into himself. And all the flavor that's put into it by...
Is it in the screenplay written by Spielberg, or...?
I don't think any of that exists in
but
the
But I know that, like, his story... that real famous scene when they're like having coffee in the boat.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's improvised.
Is it?
Almost like 99% sure. Incredible. He improvised all that, and Spielberg was just like,
wow.
He's like,
just
holy shit,
go, dude.
Yeah, he is.
Actually, I'm amazing. Thinking about it now, and I just got chills.
Yeah.
Like when he was talking about the Indianapolis. And I'm not sure if Robert Shaw, I don't think he was, but I don't think Robert Shaw was on the Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. Mm-hmm. But he knew something about it, and he just like went. It was not in the script. Mm. And it's one of the best scene.
Yeah. It's incredible.
The great thing about this movie is like, it's considered a horror movie and stuff like that, but like the plot, the stories, the dialogue are phenomenal.
Of a lot of genres at once. It, it's a horror movie, but it also has elements of like comedy in it, like
suspense.
Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has elements.
It does have, yeah.
It has elements of like an adventure, mm-hmm. like Indiana Jones films. Mm. But you can't really define it as a horror movie. Like I don't see it as a horror movie.
It's more of a suspense.
Yeah.
But they use, I mean, this movie used sound so well.
Yeah.
Just the sound effects, the music.
Yeah.
It's just the sound of the water hitting the boat. Well, when he was telling the story,
it's almost like
dead silent, but you can hear tiny stuff
creaking
in the boat knocking
I know
around.
It's insane, but it's almost like it's almost like this home video-ish. It doesn't look like a home video, but like, it just reminds me of being on the water. Like when you watch that, it just feels like you're watching somebody's home movie and you just, like Ryan said, you're hearing that sloshing of the water going back and forth. And it just feels like you're fucking there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They did a great job. You're right. The sound is amazing.
Yeah. They didn't try to do too much. Like, they weren't like, oh, we could have music constantly.
No, they didn't make the mistake of like some movies where they show the jaws of the monster immediately. It's my understanding that the film, there's actually a lot of well-known issues with the shark.
Yes.
And, like, it wouldn't work a lot of the times.
Right.
So they improvised by having, like, the barrels in lieu of the monster, or, like, you would see, like, victims but not the shark, or you'd see, like, the scenes, the camera would be focused as if it was the shark's point of view under the water, looking at people's legs to give the impression that that's the monster without actually seeing the monster. I actually feel that Jaws itself, the puppet, does not hold up. Like it looks
like it's from the 70s.
It's goofy. Yeah. Like it's very goofy.
But you only see it very briefly at the when it eats him towards the, you never, I mean, other than that, you see it when he bites the,
there's also, no, I mean, that tank,
it's about more than halfway through the film when you actually
kind of shows
it.
You the genius of Spielberg too, because he had to think of that, because apparently the very beginning where the woman is eaten, there's storyboards of that hap, like you see the shark, you see the shark tear into her. It was supposed to be a very bloody part of the movie, and the shark wouldn't work, and he had to I saw an interview with him a long time ago where he thought of Alfred Hitchcock, and like he kind of said like, well, all right, well, this is not working, what would Hitchcock do? And that's exactly what it would be. It was like, I'm not going to show you the monster,
hide it, but
that's scarier. That's scarier, because you don't, it's always scarier, the unknown is freaky as shit.
Yeah, well, you know, a great movie that did that, and at the end when you actually see the monster, you're just like, this is so stupid. Signs, I felt, was a decent movie.
Yep. Yep.
Signs, and then when you see the aliens, you're like, this is terrible. You should have never seen the aliens. Yeah. Like, that's really bad. Like, because then you're like, I can't watch this anymore.
It is a bummer.
Up until that point, different movie. Up until that point, I was kind of invested in that movie.
Sure.
Sure. It was like, oh, God, no, put it back. That's ridiculous.
What's brilliant about Jaws is, though, is that it's just three guys on a boat for three quarters of the movie, and you're captivated the whole fucking time. The whole time, whether it's when they're singing and boozing it, you know, at night, or whether when they're chasing the thing and it's pulling down the barrels, the whole time you're glued. It's funny, we're talking about this, too, because when we talked about Roadhouse, I say every time it's on, I have to watch it. I don't care how far into the movie it is. I'll watch it the whole way or the last 10 minutes, no matter what. Jaws is the same way. If Jaws is on, it stays on.
I might have to say that this movie has flaws like any other thing, but this has to be maybe the, for me personally, the most entertaining movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you, what you just said, where once it's on, I'm watching it.
I'm invested.
That's fucking great.
I almost get angry when it comes on because it's like, oh, well, there goes my day. There goes the last hour. Yeah. There goes the whole next hour.
I love it. It's just like the way they shoot it, just with the camera angles and shit. There's one scene that I fucking love. I think it's when they might be towing Jaws with the barrels, or they're right on the shark or whatever. And Quint, like, throttles up the fucking boat, and he's up there on the stern, and it looks like he's banging the fucking thing, and he's smiling.
Faster.
And you can see Hooper down below and the sheriff, not the sheriff, what's the guy's name?
Brody.
Oh, Brody.
Brody. Brody's down below, and they're kind of freaking out, and he's fucking pumped up. I fucking love that.
There's a scene, I don't know if you guys remember this, but it's a revolutionary, like, camera work-wise. There's a scene where the little boy dies. You remember that?
Yeah.
He's on the raft. He's on the raft.
In the lagoon.
And there's a shot where it's a weird shot of Brody.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is I think Spielberg, like, dollied the camera in. And while he dollied the camera in, he zoomed out the shot.
Yes.
So it creates this weird, like almost like pull. And it's like a hell. It's like the suspense from the shot.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're, like, coming into his face. It's like, that's fucked up. And yet at the same time, you're being pulled away.
Oh, I never thought of that.
I believe that was one of the first times that technique was used.
No, exactly.
Could be wrong, but
that's awesome.
I don't remember an earlier example of that. If somebody does, I'm sure we'll hear about it.
Oh, we will.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
Sorry, just a trick.
These beaches will be open. It's a fucking 4th of July or whatever he says. Yeah, I don't know.
That's about it.
Yeah.
That's about it. How about the boat, too? The boat, they didn't try to go too big with the boat. They went this ratty fucking orca.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of shit looking boat that you'd be scared as fuck to get on.
Yeah.
Whether or not you were going to go see a shark.
What a great, like, three group of characters, too.
Yeah. Oh,
like, you know, like, totally different from each other. Rich guy, working class, and, like, the level-headed dude, you know, like, they
none
just played
knew
off
each other. They all kind of hated each other in the movie.
Yeah, they didn't really get, like, they all had different, they all wanted different things.
Yeah.
Right.
Just work. Yeah. That's why the movie's so good. It's not just a slasher movie. It's not just, even though it's a suspense film, like, it's like a humanistic story.
Yeah.
Did I just make up a word?
Humanistic.
You may have.
No.
No, is that a real word?
Sounds like a real
humanism
word.
Humanism is a movement. No, it is.
Yeah. It's a movement. Huh?
It's a movement.
Cool.
Here lies the body of Mary Lee, died at the age of 103. For 15 years, she kept her virginity. Not a bad record for this vicinity. And then the wife goes running away. I couldn't figure out.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out why, because he's a maniac and she was worried about her husband dying.
I don't. I don't know.
He's going out on the boat with this crazy person.
I think that might be what it was.
I mean, but it was seemed like an overreaction, didn't it? When she ran and then, like, the camera follows her and she's like flailing her arms, like a little girl. Yeah,
I wasn't a fan of that actress.
It was weird. No? Is that Virginia Madsen?
Virginia Madsen's from Sideways.
She looks like Virginia Madsen. Yeah, I know. But she's much older now.
She was like 35 in Sideways.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah.
She looked older than that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Virginia, but you look way older than 35.
Slow ahead. I can go slow ahead. Come on down and chump some of this shit.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Improvised.
Yeah.
Was that improvised?
That line was improvised.
Really? Absolutely.
The bigger boat line?
Yep. We're going to need a bigger boat. Improvised.
That's great.
It's awesome. Another iconic
line. Best lines of all time.
Seriously. Improvised.
Honestly, if you had to like do top 10 movie lines of all time, that's in there.
Yeah, it's right up there.
We're
going to
need a bigger
song.
Boat.
You know exactly
what it's
from.
That applies to so many things, not just like, you know, chasing giant sharks.
Yeah.
Like, you can say a situation where like you're not prepared. You could be like, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Everybody knows what that means.
Everyone knows what that
what
means.
What it's from. Sure.
You are fucked.
Yeah.
When this movie came out, it was real fitting. It came out, obviously, you know, in summer. But this kind of really started and began the whole summer blockbuster type of deal, which carried through the 80s. I mean, in the 80s, summer blockbusters were, you know, like Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
I think Star Wars was a summer movie.
Was it?
Yeah. And, well, Jaws was the next, it was the biggest grossing movie of all time until Star Wars a couple years later.
Yeah, Jaws was 74?
Yeah, it was a big fucking deal.
Well, we weren't alive, but my parents said it had a crazy effect on people. Like, people
like,
were afraid to go in the water.
It was
people,
like Psycho.
People stopped swimming. Yeah.
It was like Psycho.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's based on a real event that happened at the Jersey Shore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jersey? There was like a shark. I'm not sure if it was great white sharks, but there was shark attacks at the Jersey Shore, like in 1910 or something like that. Mm. Yeah. There was like a slew of them. And Peter Bentley, I think took that information and ran with it, and he was upset that he wrote the book.
Why?
Because it like it villainized. Did I make up another word?
No,
it villainized sharks, and he wasn't really his intention.
No.
So for a long time, everyone thought like sharks are just pure evil. Like
people
you go in the water, they're
sharks.
They
are
do.
Monsters.
You're
like,
right.
They, you know, people don't say like sharks are a natural part of the environment and you need them. Unlike say wolves or something that people nowadays don't. Have that.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're like a rancher, like people don't feel that wolves are like this senseless killing machine. Like people might even think they're majestic. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, that's a nice sign of nature.
What
but
a lovely
sharks,
mane.
Yeah, but sharks now, kill them on sight. Kill all the sharks
kill
on
all
sight.
The sharks. Yeah, and they really fuck them up over in those Asian countries.
I didn't mean to hit that.
It's
they
okay.
really fuck them up.
They fuck them up over there. They, the shark fin soup. And
the
they're
soup.
Just, and they just slaughter them, man. They just cut their
whites.
Fins off and throw them back in the ocean to die. It's pretty despicable,
That's the shark fin soup.
Shark fin soup. It's pretty despicable,
Great it's really horrible. They have, like, videos of that shit.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It is.
Wait, so they just eat? They just use
just,
the fin?
They just eat the fin.
Really?
Just,
they pull the shark up. There's video of it. They pull the shark up off onto the boat, cut the fins off, and then throw the shark in, back in the water. And the shark can't do anything.
Really?
Yeah, it's really inhumane.
And then something else will come along and obviously eat it.
I'm no hippie, but that kind of shit pisses me off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to kill an animal, it better damn
eat
well be for you know, consumption.
Sure.
At least try to have sex with it. I mean,
oh, shit.
Yeah. On. It's not a dolphin, Rory. You can't have sex with it. Can't have sex with sharks, Rory.
Echo.
Can you see, like, Eric, like, tackling, like, a dolphin?
Show me your blowhole.
Oh, wow.
Too far.
All right. We just took a left turn.
Oh, God.
Hey, remember that game, Jaws, for the NES?
Let's get on it.
Now, this is better. Now, this is much better.
Now. So now we got this thing. Wait. Oh.
Oh.
It's so loud.
It'll be done soon. You know what's funny?
Yeah.
That song basically, like, summarizes the whole game.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
Complete, what is the most minimal effort we can put into something to make it kind of good? You know, like, we're not going to go over the top. We're not going to be, it's not going to be shit.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be like,
just enough.
They'll play this for a little bit. So let's talk about this fucking game.
1987.
We've all played. Fuck you, LJ. Mm. Everyone has played this game, and I don't know how we did because I would never have asked for this fucking game.
I know. I owned it. I owned it as a
kid. I have not played this game since 2 years ago. Was the first time I ever played this
really?
Game.
Really?
Same here.
2 years ago. Yeah.
Really,
same,
Ryan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Never even played it until about 2 years ago.
By the way,
I disagree with that entirely. I think you're all way too hard on it.
Okay.
You don't.
No.
You like it?
I don't love it, but I don't. I think it's definitely playable.
Yeah.
I think it's.
Oh,
decent.
I don't even know what the
fucking point is.
It's playable.
I play it here and there. I play it every once in a while.
Once in a while.
I play it. Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Really?
It's Space Invaders for a new generation.
Oh my god.
For Oatwall.
The bonus scene is Space Invaders.
And when you're under the water shooting the things, it's similar to it, has a similar thing going on there.
But it's still a mess. It's still outdated.
I don't think it's a total mess. I enjoy the underwater scenes.
I hate this game.
I enjoy the bonus scenes.
The only thing I don't like is
the driving the boat from port to port. It's too simple. It's annoying.
That's literally the point of the game.
No, it's not.
Cashing your shells.
Well, okay, fine, but the getting from A to B, I don't mind that I like that there's upgrades, okay, and I like that there's an easy way to figure out what you're supposed to do to upgrade, but...
You hit something.
I don't like that, well...
You hit Jaws!
Well, I mean, that's part of the game. You get more shells that way.
Should have been turn-based.
I don't like how you lose shells.
You only get
three lives.
There's a huge penalty to die. You lose something like 15 shells.
Right, and also you lose whatever level you were before.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to get... I mean, every time that you do one of those... scuba diving murder scenes, the grinding, mm-hmm. you actually, at the most, you're probably only going to gain 5 shells, but you lose 15 when you die.
You lose half of what you had.
And you lose the shark tracker.
Well, the transmitter.
What's annoying about that is say, like Rory's right. So if you're level 6, you die, you go down a level and you lose a shark tracker. So the next time you go to port, they automatically give you the shark tracker back.
Mm.
Well, I don't want the shark tracker back. I want an extra level.
Yeah.
I need more power.
Well, you really don't need a shark tracker.
No, of course not.
Because their fin's already above the water. You know what I mean? You don't need to see.
Right.
You see the fin.
Right.
Right.
I don't know.
You don't really have a choice. It's just like an exercise. It's a shame.
What kills me about the game is that it could be, like, the overworld map could have been really cool.
Right.
Yeah. It seems silly that it... You know, it should be bigger. There should be more ports.
And they could have done. Just like that song.
That was minimal. Yeah.
You know, they could have done way more. Same thing with the underwater scenes. They could have done way more with those underwater scenes.
I will say, though, you only get 3 lives, but it's very forgiving. When something comes at you, I mean, you clip through half of it. It has to hit you directly.
The hitbox is small.
I mean, it has to hit you right at you. That's a good thing. It is a good thing. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't like the fact that you saw Jaws so much.
Yeah. Was that the real Jaws, though?
Yeah, that's the real Jaws.
You see the one you see all the time, right?
Right.
You basically you're at the end of
the one.
It's the one you kill in the end. He follows you all over.
Yep.
He follows you all over.
You basically see the end of the game within 2 minutes of playing.
Yeah, except
why didn't they kill him. Why didn't they put, like...
You can't kill him, right.
Yeah, but they should have put, like, the characters in there, like Hooper and Quint and all that.
That costs money. No, they don't have time for that. It's LJ.
Yeah, but even if they didn't want to do that, they still could have... Like, what would you do if you
don't have
put, like,
to, like,
those
You think it would make the game better, though, if there were all 3 of them?
Well, just... there's stuff to do on the boat, so just do...
I don't feel you could make a game of this movie.
The barrels and all that.
Not the way the movie.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to deal with the shark constantly. That's not what they did in the game.
We should say that the game is actually based off the fourth movie, Jaws: The Revenge.
I never saw it,
but it's called Jaws, which is why we talked about.
Have you seen that one?
The original Jaws.
I have wondered the plane when you beat it and the plane that flies away. The scene at the end, does that have something to do with Jaws 4: The Revenge? Why is that a thing?
I've seen Jaws: The Revenge once. Okay. I don't plan on ever watching it again. It's one of the worst movies you'll ever watch.
I was always confused.
It's terrible.
It's worse than this game, in your opinion?
Oh well,
you'd rather play the game for 2 hours.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I would.
It's a great game.
It's underrated. It's not.
This game.
I don't think it's underrated. I think it gets too much hate. I do. I think it gets too
but
much
what
hate.
What are you comparing this game to, though? Other shark games? I have fun with it.
It's simple. It's an easy game. The game is all grinding.
You know, it's funny.
The game is all grinding. That's absolutely right.
The game is an RPG without a story. It's almost all grinding. Literally, there's no plot. You just grind, cash it in, get more powerful. I've seen speedruns of this game where they were a level 3, and again, it took, you know, probably 80% of the speedrun at a level 3 to kill Jaws.
Right.
To get that final animation up where you can finally kill him.
He did it with the regular harpoons, not with the submarine? Because you get the submarine at level 5 and crush him.
He did it with the regular harpoons.
Okay.
You just get points. I think you get like 35,000 points and you can get the submarine.
Oh, I thought it was... Oh, okay.
No, it doesn't matter what level you are.
Can we talk briefly about the vehicles in this game? Because...
Yeah.
The sailboat on the top of the water...
kind of useless.
You can't avoid it. Just
no,
like
you can't.
It's
you
only
can't.
A matter of time. Yeah. You're just going to get at the most 10 to 15 hits on them with the cannonballs.
Right. I can't even get any.
Quit, load up the cannons.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of them too.
Yeah. Him all drunk as shit. Show me the way back home. I got cannonballs.
In my head.
I would have worked on it better. I didn't have time.
Yeah.
So then you get the submarine. I'm not sure that's in the movie either.
No, definitely not. Doesn't matter, though.
And you lose it. You lose it as soon as you get it.
Yeah.
Everybody loses it as soon as you get it.
Basically. Mm-hmm. It controls
love how, like, the stingrays, the jellyfish can come right through the fucking earth. They're coming from the earth's core. That's great. Thanks.
By the way.
They come at you sideways.
The worst thing in that game is when you hit something in shallow waters and it's like diagonal jellyfish.
You're
fucked.
Well, mm-hmm.
That's where you should start losing everything.
Yeah, I try to avoid the shallow water. That's usually if you get hit by, we hit something close to the land, it's shallow, I stay right in the middle of the
map. That's what's like, sometimes you got to work your way to the port.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like you're like level 6 and you're working your way to the port and boom.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch!
Well, there's bullshit times, too. Let's say you kill something and a shell sinks to the bottom or a star.
It's a risk.
Yeah, and you go to the bottom to get it. You get hit.
Yeah.
You die.
Let's talk
bullshit.
Quickly about the shells. Why the fuck do jellyfish have shells? Why are they holding shells? Where are they coming from? None of these animals have shells.
Saving them for later.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't make sense. They're not conchs. They're
mollusks.
They're not mollusks at all. Jellyfish are jellyfish, and sharks, rays are related to sharks.
Right.
They have cartilage. They have no shells.
And then a crab comes out of one of the, was a crab coming out of the rock?
The golden crab.
It's the same size as it.
That makes you go faster.
I know, the more of them you kill, the faster you go.
I can't get behind this game. When you get the bonus, I'm like, God, I don't want to fucking play this. I hate the bonus.
I hate the bonus. I mean, you need it, though.
You need it.
You do need it.
The first time I played the bonus,
I hate it, though, too.
I didn't know you were supposed to do anything.
Just went back and forth.
No. I didn't even know I could steer the boat or the plane. I thought it was some kind of weird dance sequence with jellyfish. And I watched it for like
a today on Star Search, jellyfish.
Yeah. He thought it was a cutscene.
I thought it was a cutscene, like a dance sequence. Kind of like Blades of Steel.
Yeah, where
they
plays
come
the
out.
Song and they go in circles. Yeah.
I honestly thought it was the same thing.
Like,
I just sat there. I'm like, this is not what's going on. I thought the game froze. I thought the game froze. I'm like, because the music's playing.
Did you try to hit the buttons?
No, I didn't do anything.
Just watch the plane.
You didn't notice it said like bonus scene?
Yeah, but I thought it was like
zero
or bonus stage.
Yeah, I thought it was like kind of like, watch this.
That would have been funny at the end if like you don't do anything.
Choreographed jellyfish.
Fucking 8-pixel middle finger.
That would have been good. Yeah, I didn't realize until I hit the controller.
The sound of the spear gun is ear piercing. Like the and it's constant because you have to shoot everything.
You guys are so nitpicky.
Oh no, it's not a good game.
I actually like the sound of the enemies dying. I like that. Or like picking.
Well, they didn't even kill Jaws with spears anyway. What were you going to say?
Or when you're picking up the items.
Yeah.
That's a good sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's fast forward to the epic
fucking
ending.
Mess.
Yes.
Once you finally wear, depending on how much power you have, again, I've seen minimum 3 power level and,
that's pretty good.
It took like 2 minutes of constantly shooting him to kill him.
I think I've done it on like a 5. Mm-hmm. I think I could do it on a 5.
And. After you kill or you wear down his life, then you transition to, I guess, the climax of the 4th movie, which I've never seen. I don't want to see
either.
Right. I don't want to watch.
You don't want
to
know.
Have you seen it? You have to drop a strobe, apparently.
Yeah. Flash a strobe.
And that
to
makes,
attract him.
Yeah, that makes the shark jump in the sky, and then you have to hit B at the precise moment when he charges you.
I think it just works
where
when it wants to.
It seems like it's broken.
When you see the white in his stomach, that's when you have to stab him.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Did you guys get this far?
For real.
Oh,
yeah,
I've beaten the game.
I've
really?
Beaten it like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I've beaten the game,
states.
But I always thought that it was like he would just come up and I would just fucking hit B.
What's the cheat? I know there's like a cheat or there's like a shortcut to beat the game.
Well, what is this? If you when you see Jaws, if you swim to the top of the screen, he can't. If that's his he can't hurt you.
No, I thought there's some kind of like fast forward you can do in the game where you could beat the game in like 10 minutes.
No, that's just the game. You can beat the game.
You can
it's
beat
no
the
cheat.
Game in under like 5 minutes.
Oh, you can?
Sure.
Again, I've seen speed runs of 4 minutes or 3 minutes where the guy was a level 3.
Yeah, but why is he a level 3? You mean already or
still,
no?
You had to level up. He leveled up, went to port 4 times.
Yeah, well, see, but that's under 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
The run is only like 30 seconds if you don't have any random events.
If nothing runs into you, which is bullshit because something always does.
Yeah.
From port to port.
Yeah. So it if makes you can get wonder, to the port.
Runs are sketchy.
Without hitting anything, you beat the game.
But you got to get shells.
Back and forth.
You have to cash in your shells because they're worth power for something.
And then you level up. Were you going port to port?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you do that in 5 minutes?
You weren't playing the game, right?
No.
No, I agree,
Ryan. If I start in a boat, right? I drive 3 seconds, get hit, I gotta go into the water.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
For, I don't know, a couple of minutes.
Yeah. I don't understand how it determines you could leave.
So how the fuck are you doing this in four minutes?
I agree, because it takes 4 minutes just to get from one side to the other. If you're lucky, if you only run into one thing, you're under the water for at least 2 minutes.
Well, it's definitely luck. It's absolutely luck because it's all random.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if they're speed running it, they're basically putting that in, and they're hitting record, and they're just going. Let's hope for the best.
No way.
Because all you got to do is, if you go under the water, I don't know, 4 times,
mm-hmm.
you have enough shit to get to, and you're really good at the bonus stages.
Yeah.
You have enough stuff to get up to a level 3. That's it's true. What is it? Yeah. It's one for the shark tracker, 2 for level 2, 3 for level 3.
Did I fuck that up?
All right, it's over. And then back for level 4.
Yeah.
So that's 4. Right. That's whatever.
5. I'm sorry. I hit something. I have to get out and stop for 4 minutes. Assholes. I don't like this game at all. Yeah. I don't like the ending at all. I mean, like that quick time event.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
horrendous. It's not really a quick time event.
Yeah, but it's horrendous. Oh my God.
The plane flying away?
Well, no, I mean, that's the real ending.
He means to kill Jaws.
I'm with him on that. I think that's dog shit.
I agree. I like the whole rest of the game. The ending, I think, needs work.
It doesn't make any sense. All of a sudden, it's like, wait, what the fuck are we doing now?
There's no explanation of what
it's also embarrassing to see Jaws do like this pirouette. Like, you're just like, I thought you were a super predator.
You're not so tough. Apex predator, yeah.
You're like, you ain't shit.
You're a sardine.
I can't believe you're doing that. Like, I mean, does he think that little of my character that he would do like pirouettes 3 times in a row and then you have to go back and like try to get it again?
Heaven forbid if you miss him 3 times.
Exactly. Well, you have to do it. You have to induce another fight. You're like, oh.
It's a shame. It's like,
and then he gets all his power back. He gets all his power back. Bring it all back down again.
It's a great movie.
How do you load a spear gun that fast, too?
I don't know.
I want answers.
Like I said, I cheat. I use save states. Maybe that's why I don't mind the game and you guys hate it.
Right.
Because, I mean, I'm not putting up with bullshit. I'm not putting up with losing my transponder.
Yeah, but I can think... Just even the thought of... If I use save states, then... I don't know. I'm jerking off. Like, what's the point?
Well, it's fun.
So then it just becomes like a shitty game.
Well, no, it's like a half-hour game. It's like a snack game that way. Like Rory plays those Neo Geo games that are snack games.
Yeah.
That way it's just a snack game. I'm not taking it serious.
Neo Geo is a fucking meal. Take it back. Take it back.
It's a, you know.
Chuck your soup.
Yeah, it's cheese and crackers.
What would you give it, Ryan?
Yeah, I give this game a 0.
Holy crap.
You fucker. 0.
It's total shit. Well, the reason why I say that is because the movie is so, you know, great. Well, I'm going by Jaws 1, not the game, Revenge. But it's called Jaws. Yeah, you put out a game called Jaws. Based on a movie like that.
Mm.
Yeah, the fucking cover's similar. It's a shark.
Sure.
You know, Jaws.
That's what I mean. It looks like Jaws.
Fucking cover.
Sure.
So they were trying to sell the original movie on this game. They can say, oh, it's a revenge or whatever, but it's not, you know. It sucks. It's a piece of shit.
Eric.
Roy?
I give it a 7. I give it a 7 out of 10. I think people are way too hard on it.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's basically God of War for NES. No, I'm just kidding. It's a masterpiece. Amazing. No. I'll give it a 7. I think people are way too... You're not the only one, Rye. I think everybody's way too hard on it.
Hmm. A 7?
I give it a 7.
That seems high.
Seems high for you because you don't like it.
I give it a 2. It's horrendous.
Like Regis says, it's easy if you know it.
Horrendous. Yeah. 2.
Ugh. God almighty, a 2.
Ninja Turtles is a 4.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
If
I do like that guitar riff in the beginning. It's like Deep Purple song. You hit something.
No, I didn't.
Skip it.
If Bubble Lead is shit and Metal Blade is awesome, I would give this a flash stopper.
Wow, which means
it's a 1
in
better.
English?
Figure it out.
It's a 2? Is that a 2? Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck all right. Fuck
flash stopper is pretty shit.
Right. Let's get the hell out of here, guys.
Let's get out of here.
Enough of the summer blockbuster.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, you ladies of Spain. they've received orders for to sail back to Boston. And so nevermore shall we see you again.
Right. Thanks, Quint. Well, that wraps it up for us. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This. Go to our website. Check out some of Rory's new articles, emulatethis.net. Rory, what you write lately? You got something going on there.
Dark Souls is the last one.
Yeah, Dark Souls. Yeah, we covered Dark Souls. All right, guys. We'll see you.